1. The antidote to indifference. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Elie Wiesel. The story is told in the 10th chapter of Luke. Jesus is somewhere between the Sea of Galilee and Jerusalem, and a crowd has gathered to listen to him teach. In the crowd is a young lawyer who is eager to put Jesus to the test. When his chance comes, the lawyer steps forward and asks, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Verse 25. Instead of answering directly, Jesus asks the lawyer what he thinks the answer might be. The lawyer responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Verse 27. Simple. "You have answered correctly," Jesus says, and then adds, "Do this and you will live." Verse 28. But the lawyer, intent on justifying himself, intent on finding a reason not to do this, asks a follow-up question. "And who is my neighbor?" Verse 29. The lawyer knows the answer, but is hoping for a loophole. His issue isn't a lack of knowledge or understanding, but a lack of love. If we're honest, I think most of us also know the answer to the lawyer's question. In today's ever-connected world, we know the definition of neighbor isn't limited by geography. We know it could be anyone, from the person next door to our colleagues at work, the laborer in the next state, the refugees at the border, the inmate in the county jail, the addict in rehab, the officer patrolling the inner city, and the sweatshop worker across the ocean. And yet, along with the lawyer, we want a shortcut or a way out from loving our neighbors as ourselves. We want a loophole because loving others as we love our own hearts, minds, souls, and bodies can be hard and costly. So, what follow-up question would a 21st century person ask Jesus at this point? Maybe the same question my son asked through his tears. But how? How do we love others when everything from faith to ethnicity to politics to economics to education to social systems seems to divide us? Jesus' response to the young lawyer's, "Who is my neighbor?" also provides a perfect answer to our, "But how?" Jesus' response is the parable of the Good Samaritan. As the story goes, a Jewish man is traveling by foot from Jericho to Jerusalem when he falls victim to a brutal mugging. He is robbed, stripped, and beaten within an inch of his life. A traveling priest notices the wounded man, but quickly moves to the other side of the road to pass by. A little later, a Levite approaches, sees the bloodied body in the street, and he too hurries by. Then a third man, a Samaritan, approaches, and this time, the narrative shifts. His heart goes out to the man in the gutter, and instead of avoiding him, the Samaritan gently cleans and dresses the man's wounds. He carefully lifts the man onto his own animal and takes him to an inn where he continues to nurse the man back to health. When the Samaritan has to leave, he pays the innkeeper to continue caring for the man until he can return and finish caring for him himself. There are four men in this story: the Jewish man who is mugged, the Jewish priest,